Bringing back the memories on 88FM with Supertramp. It's called The Logical Song. There's nothing logical about me, I promise. But I try. You know, there's some events, I MC so many events all over the country and even overseas, and there's some I really look forward to, and this is one of them. Symphony by the Water.
Yes.
Wow. Get a bit closer for me, and welcome to you, Unjabulo Shangase.
Welcome. Thank you very much, Dave. Thank you for the warm welcome onto 88FM.
Yeah, it's a great little radio station. It's good to see you, the organizer of this event, and you don't seem as stressed as I thought you would be, because this is not a small event.
Maybe I hide it well.
You do hide it well. Okay. But anyway, welcome to you. Let's start with, where did the idea come from for Symphony by the Water?
Look, as you say, Dave, there are many events that are happening in South Africa. However, there are not so many events that bring us all together, meaning the different races in South Africa, the different age groups, the different LSMs in that is in the society. So one was just thinking, what is it that we can do that can bring us back together? You know, I think after COVID hit, we also lost a lot of loved ones first. And we also lost each other. We lost ourselves. So we needed something that's going to bring us back, unite us, and be one again. You know, there's a whole lot of issues happening in South Africa that we find ourselves depressed. And there's nothing that unites people like music. Music, whether you're black, green, white, gold,
doesn't matter what color you are. Sure.
Music is one element that brings everyone together.
Can you imagine a world without music? I can't.
No. We'll be depressed. I mean, I don't even think we'll still be existing.
Be suicidal. Anyway, okay. So that's the reason that you put this whole event.
That's
together.
The whole reason. But also, I like orchestra. I like the classical music.
I do too.
I'm young, but you know, I like the sounds. It's smoothing. It's calming. It's relaxing. It gives a different perspective of life. So when I then, the first people that I approached was the KZN Film Orchestra.
I've worked with them. They're absolutely brilliant.
They are excellent. So I approached them. I shared the idea. They said, 100%, let's make it happen. And then we were fortunate that when we went out to government and private sector, they were really, really acceptive to the idea, because mainly our one of our biggest partner is the Office of the President.
Oh wow!
Plus Department of Tourism as well nationally. KZN is Department of Arts and Culture, and then we've got different corporates. Like right now, funny enough, I just get a call from Metropolitan. They say they've heard about my event somewhere. They are interested in it. How can they be involved? And we've got Liberty Life. We've also have BYD cars, so we'll be running a competition.
They are my car sponsor.
I know
BYD, so it's a nice tie-in. Yeah, fantastic car.
And then we've got a range of artists, different artists.
Can we go through those? I don't know about all of them, but the headliners.
We've got obviously KZN PO. They will be the center of the show. Which then supporting acts are your Annie Smith, your Sipogazi, Carmen Ragirez.
She's great. She's brilliant.
Ah, she is.
She's a lovely lady, too.
The Black Lapels, Afritude.
Afritude, are they still going?
Yeah, they are. As old as they are.
Are they still alive?
Afritude as well will be there.
They've been around forever.
Yeah, they have.
they put people in a real good party mood.
Yes, they do. Yeah. Yes, they do. And then we've got the schools. We've got Devon Boys, Westville. We've got St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas in Marisbeck, they'll be doing the marimbas.
I love the marimba.
Yeah. So then we've got Lutando High School. We've got Kwapata High School. We've got Marisbeck College Boys, Peter Marisbeck Girls High. We also have Adams College.
Westville Boys, did I see that?
Yes, Westville Boys.
They're
as well.
There as well.
My son also goes there as well.
Oh, my son's old school.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. So we have that in common as well. Yeah. How he passed his matric, I'll never know. But that's
another story.
I wonder if he's listening. Blimey. Anyway. Okay. So on the day, it's a 9 a.m. doors open.
Yes.
With your car, I would presume, and then you park the car.
Yes.
Make yourself nice and comfortable in front of the stage.
Yes.
First come, first served, I would think. And the orchestra start playing around about midday.
The orchestra will start only at 6 p.m.
Oh, sorry. Who's opening
it's
up?
It's the schools.
The schools, right.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then it goes through till around about 10 o'clock at night, which is a good time.
Yeah, it's a good
12,
time.
1 o'clock in the morning is no good for me. I'll be fast asleep. But anyway, that's brilliant. And you pay at the gate, I would imagine?
No.
It's all online.
All online at Web Tickets.
Okay.
And Pick and Pay.
Okay.
Yes.
Simple as that. So.
Please, people mustn't come with cash. There won't be any cash.
Whoopsie.
No tickets sold on
site. All right. On that basis, what if somebody arrives with a credit card and they want to come in? Is there going to be a facility where they could pay to get come
Well, CompuTicket will also, Web Ticket will also be there on site.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there will be some form of a provision, but we do encourage people that they must rather buy your ticket early, then you come to the venue, then no hassles.
All right. What are the chances of Cyril Ramaphosa joining us on the day?
You may never know.
You probably got his cell number. Give him a shout, man. Invite him to the gig. All right. Now, you've got Gearhouse doing the sound. They're one of the best sound companies in the country.
Yes.
It's going to be a big rig, I would imagine.
It will be.
It's
a massive stage as well, because the orchestra is a 60-piece.
Whoa. Blimey.
60 people on stage.
And all those microphones as well.
Yeah. Plus, we've got the Zulu Kingdom Choir, which is another one, which is a quite big group. I think there are 70 in total.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So it must be a big stage.
It's a huge stage.
I hope it doesn't fall into the water. Is it very close to the edge of the dam?
Well, not too close. Obviously, there must be some perimeters so that, one, it's safe. But also, we don't also affect the environment as well.
Perfect. Now, you also have vendors there.
Yes.
Tell us about them.
We do. Look, as I said, that we wanted to create a day where it's sort of like a melting pot of activities. It's not just music. It's not just for adults. As I said, we brought in the schools.
It's for everybody.
It's for everyone. So we've got 54 stalls that are available.
Wow.
And we want people to come buy their stalls. It's 600 rand per stall.
Okay.
You can go on our website, www.havealook.com.
Yeah. And there's some food stalls there, obviously.
There's some food, there's some soft drinks. Some will be selling jewelry. Some will be beads. We want the whole value chain.
Very diverse.
Of the economic cluster.
Are you licensed?
Yes, we are.
Okay, that's a good thing.
Yes, there will also be those happy moments.
I'll have a bottle of dry red, please, in the VIP suite for me.
For sure.
All right. Anything else you want to add? I think we've been through more or less everything.
Yeah, look, we pride this event as it's for everyone, and we really like to have a representation of everyone. We want to really feel and experience the different colors, the different cultures of our society, black, green, white,
doesn't
blue,
matter.
Gold, doesn't matter. And we just want to make it a successful event.
Do you know what I forgot? I have a co-host with me as well. And I've worked with him a couple of times. Who is it?
Linda Sibiya. Linda Mr. Magic Sibiya.
Mr. Magic. Is he still on Ukozi at the moment?
No, he's not on Ukozi, but he's coming back on the airwaves.
Yeah.
1st of April.
He's a legend.
He's a legend.
So we've got two legends on stage.
Yeah, we've got two legends. It's going to be a big show. So if you are not there, you're really, really going to be missing out.
All right.
Yeah.
Listen, it's been great talking to you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
I've never met you before. You're a really nice guy, and I'm so looking forward to the event.
Thank you very much, Dave.
We'll see you on the day.
We'll definitely see you there.
Cool.